This is Doctrine and Doxology, and we are glad that you have joined us today. Welcome to a new episode. I am Skylar Spradlin here with the solid rock and roll legend, Hall of Famer, Larry Jones.
Well, appreciate that. Too bad I didn't really shine in the 60s, but...
In the 60s? You have to. You can only be rock and roll in the 60s?
Yeah, the other stuff is not really. That's something that's rock and something else.
Give me that old time of rock and roll.
That's 60s.
Yeah.
You want me to sing some?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're still rocking it out today in that T-shirt.
Well, I saw it.
It's kind of neon. And
it's got a neon guitar with the neck goes right up to my head.
Oh, I get it.
Like if you turned my ears, you could tune it a little bit.
Oh, man.
Isn't that something?
I kind of liked it before that picture.
Oh, okay.
Now it's just kind of weird
to me. Not so much.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be here.
It
is.
I'm
excited.
Because it's been a while. We have been out of the saddle.
Now we're back in the saddle again.
Back in the saddle again.
I think that's the 50s.
We have been upgrading.
Yes, hopefully it sounds clear on your end. And
certainly does here in-house.
Yes.
We have new equipment, new soundboard, new speaker wires, new wires everywhere, new pathways to other stuff.
Just new everything. Huh?
New everything. Weeks and weeks worth of work here. Upgrading the sound quality, primarily for the church.
Yes.
And then if this benefits from it, then awesome.
Now this is a little side benefit.
Side benefit.
For us.
But that explains it. We have actually been, I think we've been gone since, have we done an episode since Washington, D.C.? We did one.
I'm not sure.
But it's been like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yes, I think the week after we came back, we did one. And then we started our upgrading.
Yes. And
so anyway, we're excited.
Yeah, I've had a few people wonder where we're at, but
when you take on a ministry, I think you want to be faithful in it.
Faithful, yes.
If God's calling us to do it, we should do it faithfully because we serve God, not ourselves, or people out there.
If we're doing it in His name, absolutely.
Yeah, we want to serve Him.
Absolutely. A bit of housekeeping rules here. Not reminders. We take the month of July off.
Yes, that's what I hear.
But I think we will plug in one more episode after this one.
Good.
And then be done
for
the month of July.
But this one's going to actually be different and be a little bit farther away from what we were doing before.
Yeah, so today's kind of like we're pulling today out. We've been looking at the doctrine of God.
Right.
And we've been in the communicable attributes, but today we're going to do something a little different.
It's a lot different, actually.
Yeah, it's not connected to that at all. We're going to explain a little bit of the new initiative that we're undertaking as a team.
Yes.
Where we hope to equip and train and encourage pastors for the sake of their churches becoming stronger and more healthy.
Yeah, and I've actually heard that we've had a few pastors already want to join us in this.
Really?
I heard three.
Well, I know
I heard it from you.
Well, that's not three pastors who've signed up yet because we haven't released that information yet.
Okay.
But that's three people who have sponsored
pastors.
This is
a secret.
We have enough.
We have three, maybe, maybe not.
We have enough money to support three pastors through the first course.
Maybe I misheard.
Misheard, misunderstood. It's all part of the misses
good.
There.
Praise God for that.
Absolutely. So,
and we have some partnerships with some people that are
absolutely
going to help us out.
And that's what we want to talk about today.
Yes.
We want to explain all that, lay it all out for clarity's sake so that you know what's going on here in the realm of doctrine and doxology.
Yes.
So, doctrine and doxology is now not just a podcast, but an entire kind of ministry umbrella.
Okay. I've got the vision in my mind of an umbrella. Some things are under that umbrella.
Yeah, and doctrine and doxology is the umbrella. It's the whole box that holds all the ministry parts.
Could be considered a bowl.
Could be a bowl, sure. Whatever holds or contains things, that is what doctrine and doxology is now.
Right.
Previously, it was just a podcast. Now, it's a podcast and this pastor initiative and a few other things.
So it's a plus.
So it's a ministry.
The podcast plus.
2.0. Podcast plus. Correct. Underneath, one of those things underneath, aside
the umbrella.
Aside from the podcast, is what we're talking about, and we've decided to call it the pastor's cohort.
Okay.
Cohort's just kind of like a cool, fancy name for a group.
Group?
Yeah, the pastor's group. All the focus groups out there that they didn't
so
like.
So would a Sunday school class be called a cohort? Cohort? Could be. It's a group.
Loosely, yeah.
Loosely, okay.
Loosely. So there's this specific purpose in this cohort, and that's what makes it kind of like a cohort. Anyways, play on words. The pastor's cohort.
Yes.
And it's going to be a gathering. It really isn't just for pastors, but primarily for pastors. It can also be for those who are aspiring to ministry. It could also be for other church leaders or other staff positions in the church.
So what do these pastors get by deciding to engage with us?
Good question.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's like a softball question, just right there ready to...
Okay, flipped it up in the air, just smack it.
Well, they enroll.
Yeah.
And they have to commit to 18 months.
Okay.
To be in this process. But in that 18 months, every month, they get a free book.
Oh, my.
And they write a reflection paper on that book, just very short, one page, two pages at most. Really short reflection paper that meets certain, you know, standards. Was the summarize the book, then reflect on it, basically, is the breakdown. And they do that for 18 months. And at the end of 18 months, they get free, they have 18 free books, at least. The other aspect of this is within that 18 months, they will actually come and be in person about four or five times, about once a quarter. They'll come and be and meet here in person as a whole group and spend a day. They'll spend from morning till later afternoon.
Lunch provided.
Yep, everything taken care of. That's the goal anyways, everything taken care of. They'll receive some encouragement, some instruction, perhaps some more books.
Fellowship with other pastors.
Fellowship, some freebies, all that kind of stuff. And instruction. Primarily on what it's like to, or what the Bible says about the pastorate, about the church, about all these sorts of things. So
that's interesting.
The breakdown, essentially, of the 18 months is the basics, where they'll get books and discuss and study things like biblical theology, sound doctrine, et cetera, et cetera. The second section or second grouping of that is the pastorate. What does it mean to be a pastor? What's the calling of a pastor? What's the role and job of a pastor? And then the third group will be the church. What is the church? And why is it important that we have a right definition of the church? What's the church supposed to do? What's the purpose of the church? What makes a church? All of those sorts of things will be addressed. And so they get to read on it every month. They get to come be a part. Receive instruction and encouragement and fellowship, those subjects, and all for free.
Wow. Sign me up.
All they have to do is sign up.
Sign up. Sign me up.
That's right.
I do think we need to emphasize that it is for personal growth of pastors who probably are in small churches, don't have resources.
Absolutely.
But the ultimate goal, I think, is for the church, for the kingdom of God to flourish, for the kingdom of God to grow. And all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So it's kind of geared towards or designed around the thought of a rural small church pastor, maybe bivocational pastor, who doesn't have a lot of time and who doesn't have a lot of funds to buy their own library, invest in some, you know, education, maybe can't go to seminary, can't afford seminary, the church can't support them because they're too small. It's kind of designed with that in mind.
Yeah.
And again, it can be lead pastors, it can be other staff, it can be church deacons, it can be aspiring pastors, anybody that might benefit in a church leadership kind of role,
right?
But then take that and carry the influence into their own church.
Cool.
That's the goal. And then, you know, at the end of those 18 months, not only will they hopefully have fellowship and connections with all these other pastors that they were with, but also will help them, guide them through some of the things of that they're going through in their church and implementing some of the things that they've learned and and changes that they want to make. So,
sound like a promising deal.
That's the goal. And the reason that this has kind of birthed up in our hearts is because we believe in the church.
Yes.
It's absolutely not a social club. It's not a fellowshipping organization. It's the bride of Christ. It's the body of the Lord.
Yes.
And we believe Christ died for the church, and the church is of paramount importance.
Right. Absolutely.
And because of that, that conviction and that passion for the church, when we look out and we see these rural churches out here that are neglected, or these smaller churches that are neglected, and they're kind of floundering and struggling, we have a very big concern for that.
Sure.
So these small, you know, towns all around the Midwest United States, farming communities,
right,
population dwindles,
right,
church age goes up, it doesn't
right
tend to go down.
Church age being the age of the
members
who attends, yes.
Yeah. Reaching young people, it's different. Most of those young people are even moving out of town. And frankly, when those young or small churches have an opening, it's not seminary-educated guys who are sending the resumes.
Well, why not?
They don't want to go spend their life in these small rural towns, unfortunately.
Yeah, we definitely had some of our even college students going to some of these small rural churches and preaching on a regular basis.
Yeah, and
that was exciting.
That's part of the benefit if you're an aspiring pastor of being a part of this is we might be able to plug you into places to preach.
We know of a couple.
All the time, absolutely. And so I just look at these churches and I say, hey, they're the bride of Christ also. They're the body of the Lord also. And their pastors are pastors also, and the Lord sees them as such. Can we help them? And I think the best way to help them is to educate and encourage their pastor, who will then turn and influence their church in a long-term growth towards health. That's the goal.
Okay.
Because not only do we believe that the church is incredibly important, we believe that the pastor, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, is the gift of God to the church to equip the saints for the work
Absolutely.
Of ministry. And so, if God has given that gift, we want to help and bless that gift the best we can.
Good. Have you? So we decided earlier, you said we were going to talk about what we've just talked about, but we were also going to talk about the importance of the church.
Yeah.
Or have we covered that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, the importance of the church, what God has blessed us with, I think.
It's the whole heartbeat behind all of this.
Yeah, I think God's intention and Jesus' intention is for the church to grow and prosper and to lead people to Him.
Absolutely.
To point people to Him. And
absolutely.
I think it's a very important also that we gather together. So many Christians today are not gathering. They call themselves Christians, but they feed on podcasts or they feed on online worship services, but
mm-hmm.
they rarely attend a church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have listed 6 reasons to attend a church. Do you want to hear them?
I guess so.
Well, now that
I don't think I have a choice.
And now everybody's waited with bated breath.
Yeah, sure. Go.
Okay. Number one, the church is not our idea or man's idea, but God's idea.
Yes.
Because in Matthew 16:18, Jesus told Peter, on this rock, I will build my church. Number two, you want to comment on that one, or are you ready?
No, I concur.
Okay, number two, God's word instructs us to be involved in the church.
Yes, and Hebrews 10:25.
Yes, not forsaking to assembly together. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves or something like that.
Yeah.
Number three, where God's people are taught the word to grow. The place where people gather to be taught the word.
Yeah, that's a whole...
I mean, it's not your only source, but it is a source of where you're taught the
word. I think it's the primary source. I think in God's ordaining and providence, the preaching of his word over his people in the gathered assembly of the church is the primary means of spiritual growth.
Okay. I kind of agree.
Well,
because I do also believe that reading God's word itself, we have been blessed to have God's word in our language so we can understand it.
Well, I'm not saying
and
that you...
That's personal Bible study is definitely a strong place to learn how to walk with God.
Yes, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that, but I'm saying that it's more important that you be in the local church under the preaching of God's word. That's where God communicates to his collective body.
That is correct.
I think it's primary. Anyways.
Okay. It's a place for us to use our spiritual gifts.
Yes.
Because God has gifted each one of us with certain gifts.
For the sake of the body.
And we should use them for his glory and for the body.
1 Corinthians 12.
I had Romans 12, 3 and 8. 3 through 8.
Yeah.
Okay, number five. We connect with other believers, love one another, comfort one another, forgive one another, pray for one another.
All the one another's.
All the one another's is for the church.
See.
And the last one, definitely not the least. It's a source for preaching the gospel to others and to practice the Great Commission as we corporately send people out to share the gospel with the lost world.
Yes.
So the Great Commission is very important.
Yes. The Great Commission is the commission to the church.
Yes.
Not the individual.
But what is the church?
The gathered individuals.
Gathered individuals. Yeah.
I mean, I of course, individuals share the gospel.
Yes.
But the command or the commission is given to the church as a whole.
Okay.
So these are some of the things that pastors will learn in this cohort.
Good.
Some of those six things of the importance of the church, the nature of the church.
They're kind of common sense things.
Well, yeah, but they'll get all of those things can be fleshed out further and further and further for a greater understanding, a greater appreciation.
I guess my concern was that there are a lot of believers who don't feel the need to go to church or be involved in a church body.
Right, so how do you teach them of the importance of the church? How do you instruct them in the purpose of the church and the benefit and blessing of the church? I mean, those are some of the things we're going to cover in this cohort. I mean, those are some of the things those pastors and church leaders are going to learn.
Yeah.
How to teach your people and train your people to see the church as important. I believe the church is so important. We should be planning our lives around it.
Sure.
We should be planning our vacations around it, our work schedule around it, our family schedules around it. It's not just this second add-on to being a Christian. It's what being a Christian is, belonging to the church.
Trip, leave on Monday, come back on Saturday.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So that puts the high importance in your heart or in your mind of how important the church is.
Absolutely. It's just this constant way that God continues to shape us and form us to the likeness of His Son.
Yeah.
The church is that constant refinery process.
Yeah. I see that.
So,
because we all are being processed, we're being formed into the likeness of Christ.
Absolutely.
And it's like the melting pot of with some kind of precious metal, gold or silver, and the dross scraped off. This is a good place to get that to happen.
Absolutely. And so we want these smaller churches and these rural churches, and really we want all churches to have this benefit of being a healthy church where these things take place and are possible.
Yeah.
And to do that, we think the best way to help those churches is to help their pastors.
Sure.
Truth be told, the cost of this is so small that even a small church could raise the funds to support their pastor.
Probably so. Especially if you know the resources.
Yeah. $180 to $200 would support a pastor for 18 months. They'd get the resources that they need, the books that they need, all of those sorts of things. It's, and the reason for this, we do need to say this. The reason the cost is so low is because of the partnerships we have with Nine Marks.
Yes.
Nine Marks is basically giving us the books that they publish, I mean, at a cost, but so discounted. It's basically at cost.
Yes.
So that we can give these books to these pastors.
So we need to share a little bit about who Nine Marks is.
Nine Marks is a ministry that was kind of formed by Mark Dever. It's kind of run through Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. The whole premise is nine marks of a healthy church. And so it takes right. these nine different marks and kind of says, hey, these may look slightly different from context to context, but every church needs these nine marks. And it's not an exhaustive list because there's several important things they leave out. But it's at least saying these nine marks are the path or the direction towards
right.
health
right.
as a church.
A healthy church should have at least these in it.
Yeah, and so their whole focus is the health of the church, the center of the church. And so through them, we're going to get some great resources and even tap into other publishers to be able to get great resources to these pastors at a cost that nobody would ever find anywhere else.
Right,
and
right.
especially for these pastors, it's free. And so because of their generosity, we're able to do this.
Sure, with just a little bit of help.
Yeah, and bless these pastors about the things that we're talking about here so that these churches that they lead or invest in or will invest in can experience the benefits and the blessings that we've talked about here.
Cool.
So what if they want to give? What if they want to support?
Don't send it to your house or mine.
No. You can send a check to Doctrine and Doxology to P.O. Box 67, Weatherford, okay. Oklahoma, 7306096. 73096, right?
73096, yes.
096, yeah. That's our zip code. And you can make it out for any amount that you want, obviously. But it's about $10 a month to support a pastor for 18 months. $180 would get them all the books. $200 would help get them some additional resources. There's also some other startup costs that we're still facing as a ministry, things that will make giving easier in the future that we have to pay for and take care of now. So we can always use extra income to get those startup things, processes moving.
Cool.
But, like you said, I think it's for a relatively small amount. I think we can really bless and provide some lasting change for these churches and these pastors.
Well, and I think, and we believe that this is a God-inspired ministry. God inspired us to reach out in this direction.
Yeah.
Because, we do have a passion, God-given passion,
yeah.
for other churches, and I think this is a way to bless them.
Yeah,
so that they can grow and prosper and develop into dynamic, or not dynamic,
faithful and healthy.
Faithful preachers of God's Word.
Yeah. So if you want to give, feel free to mail those checks. Again, P.O. Box 67, Weatherford, Oklahoma, 73096. If you'd like more information, or if you'd like us to send you something in the mail, reach out to us. You can do that at trinityweatherford.net. That's a website over on the Resources tab. If you look down, scroll down, you'll see Doctrine and Doxology. You can email us there. You can also find a link to all of the other contact places like social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can send a direct message there, leave a comment on one of our posts. We would be more than happy to provide you with more information, answer any questions that you may have, or send you something in the mail to further explain what's going on and what this ministry is. I don't like asking for donations, but I so believe in this ministry that I'm willing to ask God's people to consider
giving
to this cause, because I think it is a true, pure kingdom cause. There is no personal benefit for you or I. There is no, our church isn't going to benefit. It's going to be the blessing of other pastors elsewhere.
Right, that's great.
For the sake of the health of the church spread around. So I hope and want to encourage God's people to consider giving and being a part, especially on the startup here in the groundwork. That would be a major blessing.
Yeah.
Well, praise God that He uses broken vessels like us, and let His will be done. Hopefully, we are right in line and in step, and I think we are, with His desires, and hopefully through these meager efforts, many churches will be blessed.
Yeah.
You want to pray for this ministry?
I will. So, Father, we do come to You this morning for us. We ask You to touch this ministry as we feel You've inspired us to begin something like this endeavor. We ask You to use it to Your glory and Your glory only, to touch people, to touch Your church, to touch pastors, to further Your kingdom. May Your kingdom's purposes and may Your kingdom be foremost in our minds. May we reach out for the lost. May we share Your good news of salvation, and may we walk in holiness before You. May You guide every step, and may You bring glory to Your holy name. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.